Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. This is going to be a blown-up, shall we say, YouTube update about our most recent going on that I'm actually proud of. It is about the assassination of Charlie Kirk, a media reporter. Now, many of you may not know him, many of you do. But this is the uncensored version. You're going to get the real deal. You're not going to get some media edited what they want you to think. This is going to be an analysis of what's really going on. Unfortunately, you can't do this on YouTube because they'll probably censor you and they don't have enough time. So here we go. Charlie Kirk was nothing but an antichrist. And I can honestly say, unfortunately, the people who condone him are just as bad as him. Now, to give you a good rundown, for the past 5 years, the COVID shit that we had, there was criminals running all over the place. The media didn't do shit. You had the bioweapon that Fauci had an erection and a hard-on over because Bill Gates wanted everyone dead. Now you've got $300 billion worth of real estate. This is from the YouTube update because I stupidly, from the second one, deleted the first part, which I'm explaining now. You had a crime rate running rampant for 3 years. The corrupt pig cops just stood there and posed in the middle of the street, didn't do shit, and they didn't give a shit. Why? Because they work for the government. Now, we'll put it this way. After that, 2023, 2024, you had people getting raped and beaten in the middle of the street. Cops still didn't do shit. Now, mind you, what I'm going to say about Charlie Kirk is the reason why I have grown to what I am, besides God making me that way. For a good reason. Okay? Now, this is going to sound bizarre to the people who don't know me well enough, but you'll get why I'm thinking this way. Mid-23. Lightfoot came out, did her shit in Chicago. 24, you had people getting beaten. You had a CEO getting shot. But hey, that's the consequences of being an asshole. You launder money through your customers when they have an insurance policy going. You don't want to pay out? Fine, you can't have your money. So it took a guy to whack his ass. And I don't mind saying it either, because that's the consequences of it. I even pay my own consequences. So I can be an advocate of consequences while also dealing with them, because it's from my own experience, which I'm proud of, because without consequence, you don't get lessons in life. Now, the reason why I was so sarcastic on YouTube is simply because you're talking out of anger. I'm not angry over it, but I'm angry at the fact of the way this whole thing is treated. Not put your hand through the wall angry. Like angry, like you lied to me because you told me you did your homework, but you really didn't because you wanted to go out. Education comes first. That kind of angry. Am I angry? No. I'm actually satisfied with Charlie Kirk's death. Why am I satisfied with his death? Not for a satanic reason like the satanic liberals and Democrats. I am satisfied with Charlie's death because he paid the consequences of calling one of the most highest prophets of God an antichrist. When you say that, you seal your fate. So when I said Charlie fucking Kirk before, I mean it. Because it takes an antichrist, someone who is claiming to be a Christian. But when you call Moses a murderer, You are not a Christian. Moses, for those of you who don't know, I carry two different histories with me now. Moses is from the Old Testament. Without Moses aiding God to give us the Ten Commandments, and without God giving us the Ten Commandments, we wouldn't have the Ten Commandments, meaning the rules of life. The first commandment, which is what Charlie Kirk did not advocate. Love God with everything you have. And instead, he advocated arguments that were not based on results. They were arguments based on massaging his own ego because his audience thought that he knew better when God knows better. Second commandment, love one another, which is what the government and the media are not advocating, and neither did he. He advocated splitting everyone up because of arguments. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And I'm doing this out of my mind. I'm not reading off of a piece of paper. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. He told people he was Christian, but meantime he went against God's rules. By being verbally abusive to everyone, including 13-year-olds. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods, and thou shalt not steal. He stole the speech away from everyone who he did not want to agree with, because he has a satanic ego. Thou shalt not commit adultery. He thought that, oh, you have to be married in order to be happy. No, you do not have to be married. There are a lot of people out there who are not married, who are happy. That's why the black guy in the English Parliament was trying to compel him, but Charlie fucking Kirk didn't want to hear it. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. The politicians will go against that every time. Keep holy the Sabbath. When was the last time you saw a media reporter and a politician going to church? When was the last time you saw 75% of this country going to church, not counting the minority who do go to church? Okay? Thou shalt not have any false gods before God himself. Charlie did not advocate that. He took politics over God. And the last one? Guess what the last one is? Thou shalt not steal. He stole the chance of everyone's morality. He stole their chance of religious freedom. He took life away from a lot of people who consented. That's an antichrist. Now, the people who defend him are just as bad as he is because the media makes him that way. There was one thing that God told the people who blamed him for being corrupt. God, meaning Jesus. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites all, for you shut out the kingdom of heaven against man. Charlie Kirk did very much that. You do not go in there yourselves, nor do you let others enter. Blind guides. You strain in a net and swallow a camel. You bow before the letter of the law, but you violate the heart of the law. Justice, mercy, good faith. You are like whited sepulchres, meaning people who are fake on the outside and in, but pose as the good guy, when in fact they're corrupt. You are like whited sepulchres, all clean and bare without, but within, full of dead man's bones and all corruption. Charlie Kirk went against every single one of God's rules, including verbally abusing everyone, including 13-year-olds who he did not want to agree with, because Charlie Kirk thought he knew better than everyone else. Why? Because he exploited the gullible people. Now, of course, the media paints a different picture, because now the media blows it all up and acts like he's a sainthood. Let me just tell you something. The freedom of speech does not apply only to the media. But Charlie Kirk didn't want to hear that. He thought whatever he thought went. That includes the blonde girl, the girl who questioned about immigration, and the guy who wanted to know what his thoughts were. He thought he could corner them with peer pressure. But he didn't want to hear the girl say, not everyone who crosses the border illegally is a criminal. He didn't want to hear that. Because quite frankly, there are immigrants who come here who can't quite make it to the immigration office. Why can't they make it to the immigration office? Because the immigration office probably could have had a 3-week time period. A lot of people in front of them. Charlie fucking Kirk didn't want to hear that. Because there are immigrants who come over here, they go to the immigration office, but they see the line, so what do? They go and rent an apartment, because you have to have a form of legal residency. No different than what Putin explained to the woman in Serbia, who moved to Russia, because she wanted to get out of communism. So an immigrant goes and gets an apartment. And while they're at it, for example, China. While they're at it, they see a building that's open for lease. And they start their business. But now all of a sudden, ICE comes in and claims that they're terrorists. They're illegals. But Charlie fucking Kirk thinks they're criminals when they haven't committed a crime yet. But Caroline Levitt, who has a satanic ego, who thinks that she said goes. She reminds me of my 11th grade history teacher. Satanic ego, and she doesn't want to hear anyone else but herself. So now, you get Charlie fucking Kirk, who has his own radio show, only on the internet. And by this time, let's just put it this way. He's nothing. A mere media guy. A mere media guy who gained the affection of people who were stupid enough to take him seriously. But anyone who got brainwashed by him knows that. Because they're too busy being stupid. All the people who debated him all got verbally abused, and they all got pounced on and verbally abused by people who he convinced to become verbally abusive. Hence why, if you go on YouTube, you'll find a film of someone claiming that the blonde girl was a liberal. She was not liberal. And even if she was like the guy who questioned him, who was liberated in hearing everyone's ideas. John Stossel, liberal, the original liberal. But of course, none of the idiots would know anything about that because they don't have any brains. So he decided to get everyone after her, causing her to be uncomfortable. Simply because of a conversation that she confronted him about. You have a huge ego, and I want to confront you about it. So he got ticked off and decided to get even, unfortunately. Are you a voter? Yes, I am. So am I. Oh, wait a minute. You're one of those millennials who shape the country for what it is? Mr. Charlie fucking Kirk, that's the pot calling the kettle black. Because you fucking media people falsely advertise elections left and right, and you don't give a shit. The way this country is molded into corruption. Because you're multi-million dollar assholes who don't know what it's like to live like a person with a restricted income. But he didn't fucking care. He called everyone an asshole because they are on restricted income. But Charlie fucking Kirk didn't want to hear that because he's an asshole. And of course, the media itself are assholes because they don't think. They don't want to think. They love the ratings. So now, what do they fucking do? They paint him as a saint. Why? Because they only show you what they want you to think.